Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. I'm your host, Jen, coming to you with a very special solo snippet today. So usually solo snippets land on all the podcasting apps, usually midweek, but this time it's landing on a Friday because today is a very, very special day. So don't worry, the usual interview that lands on a Friday will be coming in the next couple of days. But today is very exciting because today is the release of Wild Eros, The Power of Pleasure, which is a book that I have contributed a chapter to. And it has been such a journey for me over the last few months in order to write my chapter and share so much of my heart and soul and my journey through awakening to pleasure and liberation in this book. And I want to share a little bit of a snippet with you to give you a little sneak peek of what I've written about in my chapter. So to give you a bit of an idea of my chapter, I've written about my journey through awakening with the beautiful grandmother medicine, ayahuasca, and what happened to me in my first ceremony. And this was such an edge for me to share because I really go so deep in what my journey was in this ceremony and what transpired through it, and then how I came out on the other side of that journey, feeling liberated, connected to my divine feminine, stepped into the fullest expression of pleasure. And if you've been following the podcast or my life on social media, if we're connected on Instagram, or if you've done any of my programs or worked with me, you'll have a bit of an understanding of who I am. And the chapter of this book really starts to describe the ways in which I got to where I am today and continue to go. So here is just a little snippet of my chapter just to get the juices flowing, get you excited. And trust me, you're going to want to download this book because there's 8 other authors that have contributed to this incredible book. And it's everybody's different experience of their journey with Eros and the power of pleasure and what that means to them. So my chapter is called The Death of the Good Girl and the Birth of the Sacred Rebel. I was never taught about pleasure, sensuality, or sexuality. No one handed me a guidebook or sat me down to talk to me about what it all meant. I learned more from watching pornography and self-abandoning my deepest desires in the pursuit of an orgasm, validation, or companionship, often feeling unworthy, unsatisfied, yet accepting that this was my fate as a woman. My legs were open, but my mind was closed. I never made the connection between eroticism and spirituality until I realized that the very life force pulsing through my veins was not only wild erotic by nature, it was sacred and divine. It felt taboo, it felt shameful, and it felt like I had some digging to do to uncover the deepest hidden parts of myself because I knew I was about to open Pandora's box, but I knew I was ready to learn more. The sand in the hourglass that was my cognitive dissonance was fast running out, and I could no longer dissociate when the tingles of curiosity began to heighten. I was at a point in my life where I couldn't ignore my desire to connect with myself on a deeper level, and I felt as though I was really stepping into womanhood. The good girl princess in me had to go. I was done with her, and I was ready to step into my queen energy. Could I really bridge the gap between having a physically sensual experience and a soulfully sensual experience? The first thing I had to do was deeply honor myself for the journey I had been on. The last thing I was prepared to do was shame myself for not knowing what I didn't know. Instead of beating myself up for getting it so wrong this whole time, I reminded myself I've always done my best with what I had and what I knew, and this was no different. So if you head straight to the show notes, you can click on the link to download a digital copy, which is only $1.50. And you don't even need a Kindle to access it. You can download the Kindle app on your smartphone. And the hard copy book will be available to purchase via Amazon in April. I am so excited to share this with the world. And the biggest compliment that you can do is share it with your friends, share it with your network, and please slide into my DMs on Instagram. Let me know your thoughts on this. There is also a free resource that I am including as well as part of the book to really support any reader wanting to deconstruct any limiting belief and reconstruct a supportive belief. So when you've purchased a copy of the book and you head to my bio, there will be a link in there which will give you all the details on how to download this free resource. I am so excited for this to come out into the world. Thank you so much for being part of my journey, and I'm sending you so much love from my heart to yours. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlightened podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlightened and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.